Shalom Aleichem, everybody. For much of Parshas Chaye Sarah, we hear about finding the most appropriate partner for Yitzchak. Avram sends his trusted servant Eliezer to find the person with the right midos and the right character to create and to lead Bnei Yisrael together with Yitzchak. And this entire episode in the Parsha is introduced by a pasuk that seems at first glance to be out of place. Perek Chav Dalet, Pasuk Aleph, the Avraham Zakein ba bayamim vashem beirach es Avraham bakol. Avram was elderly, on in years, and Hashem had blessed Avraham with everything. Why does the Torah introduce this entire episode by telling us that Avraham was blessed with everything? Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says that this pasuk introduces the parsha of Eliezer and Rivka because the word bakol, vashem beirach es Avraham bakol, the word bakol has a gematria of 52, which is the same gematria as the word bain, a son. In other words, now that Hashem has blessed Avram with a fitting and appropriate son to continue the legacy of Bnei Yisrael, it became necessary to find a spouse for that son, for Yitzchak. Rashi's grandson, the Rashbam, Rav Shmuel ben Meir, who died in 1158, explains this introductory pasuk differently. He says that this introduction is written to explain that Avram did not send Eliezer far away to find a wife due to a lack of available mates locally, due to a lack of women nearby who would be willing to marry into Avram's family in Canaan. Avram was blessed in all things, and anybody would have been more than happy to marry into Avram's family. The reason Eliezer sent back was sent back to Avram's homeland was because it was only from there that Avram was sure that Eliezer would find the most appropriate spouse, the most fitting partner for the next generation of Klal Yisrael. And with that introduction in mind, we must ask the following basic question. We've heard this story so many times that if we're not careful, a most basic question can be overlooked. Avram tells Eliezer that Eliezer may not take a wife from Eretz Canaan. Rather, the servant Eliezer must go to Avram's homeland and find a wife from there and take her back to Yitzchak here in Eretz Canaan. And Avram feels so strongly about this that he makes the servant take an oath. And then the servant Eliezer asks the obvious question, Perek Chavdalid, Pasuk Hey, Vayomer Elav Ha'eved Ulai Lo Soveh Ha'isha Laleches Acharai El Ha'aretz Hazos Hehashev Ashives Bincha El Ha'aretz Asher Yatzasa Misham. The servant said to him, maybe the woman won't want to follow me back here to this land. Should I bring your son back to the land from which you left? And in response to this question, Avram responds very, very strongly, absolutely not. Yitzchak is going nowhere. If the woman you find does not want to come back to Eretz Canaan, you are free from the oath. The deal is over. There's no marriage. We have to think about this for a second. If Eliezer finds the perfect match for Yitzchak, the perfect spouse, the perfect partner to continue creating and continue leading Klal Yisrael, if Eliezer is fortunate enough to find a person like that, and all she has is one issue, she wants to stay where she is in Avram's original homeland, in that situation, Avram would say, forget it, the deal is off. She's the perfect spouse, the perfect partner, and yet there's no deal, no marriage. Why not? What's going to be with Yitzchak? What's going to be with Klal Yisrael? If Rivka were the perfect person for Yitzchak, then anyone else would not be the perfect mate for Yitzchak. Is that really what Avram wants? This question is asked by Rav Moshe Feinstein, who died in 1986. It's in his Sefer on the Chumash, Drash Moshe, and he says the following fundamental idea. Rav Moshe says that this whole request of Avram, this demand of Avram, shows us and teaches us the value of our environment, of our chevra. In Eretz Canaan, the environment and the chevra where Yitzchak and Rivka live, in Eretz Canaan, the environment would be so valuable, and the chevra in Rivka's homeland is just the opposite. The environment there is so toxic that even great tzaddikim like Yitzchak and Rivka are in danger of falling. Having the great Yitzchak Avinu move to Haran or to Ur Kasdim, even if he moved to marry the perfect spouse, would be terribly dangerous spiritually for both Yitzchak and Rivka. So dangerous, in fact, that Avram was prepared for Yitzchak to marry a less appropriate spouse if only he would stay in a proper Torah environment, a proper environment of people who would influence them positively and not, chas v'shalom, the opposite. Rivka's homeland was so terrible, and in contrast, Yitzchak's home life was so powerful and so positive that Avram could not have Yitzchak moving, even if it meant giving up the perfect spouse. And if that is true about the great Yitzchak and the great Rivka, how much more so is it true for you and for me? We must be vigilant, constantly vigilant, to make sure that our surroundings, our chevra, are positive and beneficial. We are all influenced by our surroundings, even the Yitzchaks and the Rivkas among us. Have an amazing day, everyone!